first guest of the day here on News Talk 760 WJR Focus on this special day, 2-26-26. It's State Representative, Republican from the 58th District, Utica, former news anchor and reporter here at WJR, Ron Robinson. Hi, Ron.
Morning, Paul W. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, but it is afternoon.
It's just the afternoon, yeah.
In Lansing or wherever you might be, it could still be morning, but I have 12:21 right now in the afternoon.
Actually, for me, it's almost evening because I had committee this morning early. So, yeah, it's an afternoon. We just got in session, but you know, a lot of buzz here after the State of the State last night, to be sure.
Well, share some of that buzz after Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave her last State of the State.
Yeah, didn't you like how she signed out? What did she say, Big Gretch out?
Yeah.
But, you know, the meat of it was definitely talking about some of the things that Michigan are facing right now, whether you're talking about health care, the housing crisis, Selfridge was a big topic last night. So she covered a lot. And, you know, some of the things that have been critical for her in the past, you know, for me, infrastructure is a passion, as are trade schools. But she's really fixing the damn roads and helping us get that done. So I liked a lot of the things she had to say last night, some of the things I didn't care for. But ultimately, I think as far as the last State of the State, I think she did well.
Well, what did you like and what didn't you like?
Well, like I said, I'm very excited about the Selfridge fighter mission that's coming to Selfridge. We're going to be working on my military budget. We're going to be working on trying to find funds.
With all due respect, that is old news, but.
Well, yes and no. There's still work to be done. So there's still work to be done. I will say that. But as far as the health care, those are issues that we need to tackle. And the housing crisis is a really hot topic in Lansing right now. But ultimately, our goal is to make things more affordable. And some of these ways, that's what I appreciate about Governor Whitmer working with Speaker Hall and the Republicans is agreeing on the things we agree on and getting those things done. And that's what's happening. And I'm very happy to be a part of that.
Well, we also know that we have this problem, fourth grade reading proficiency, but it's a serious problem. And she gave out a very impassioned plea that we have to attack that. But it has been 7 years that we've had to attack it, and we apparently have not been able to successfully change that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're doing things that are hopefully will change that. I know Representative Tisdale and his counterpart in the Senate bipartisan package worked on that banning cell phones in the classroom. I think just that ipso facto will make the scores go up. But to your point, Paul, it is alarming the percentage of even our best districts in the state have as far as reading at their grade level, fourth, fifth grade level, moving forward. So it's a definite problem. But I do think we are taking steps to resolve those problems. And literacy is where that all begins, because the learning process starts 3, 4, 5 years old, and we need to get to those students, you know, before we get too far. I think the things we're doing are going to improve those scores, but there's still work to be done.
Well, and she's right. It is a national challenge, but it seems to be a bigger challenge in Michigan than most other states.
And, well, to that point, I did, you know, in Mississippi, if you do some research, they've been able to get a handle on their problem because they were among the worst in the nation, and they implemented some policies that have turned that state around. And I think Michigan can learn from other states who do those types of things. If you look at the numbers and find out the policies and apply them here, I think those are the plans we need to focus on. Because sometimes it's easy just to throw money at the problem, but from previous year's budgets, having record funding, just record funding with no accountability, isn't the answer. So there has to be policy, and I think we're making those strides to make those changes to get those scores up and then make Michigan schools competitive again.
Well, I think we've learned. We're speaking with Ron Robinson, state representative, Republican from the 58th District, Utica, that throwing money at this problem and many others hasn't really fixed anything, because it's not been for lack of money. The governor's $88.1 billion executive budget recommendation proposed earlier this month includes $24.5 billion for education, about $21.4 billion of which is dedicated to K through 12 students. So it's not for lack of money, for goodness sakes.
Well, and that's what the representative Kelly, the chair of the Education Appropriations, has been. He's tried. He was successful last year in implementing some of these changes, but he's looking to do more of that. And that's basically, you know, give the power to the districts and let them spend the money where they think it's fit to their district. So more power to the locals, I think, will solve some issues as well, as opposed to just throwing it through a generic thing where all districts have to apply and you know, use those services within that structure, if you will. But if we give the power to the districts, they know better how to use that money than a Lansing bureaucrat.
She did talk about tariffs, almost as if the speech was written before the tariffs were thrown out by the Supreme Court. But, I mean, she did suffer. We did. The state did suffer through tariffs, and I liked her quote, "We can't change national tariffs. Believe me, I've tried."
Yes, that's what she said.
And I would have loved to have heard that conversation with the president, because I believe her when she says that. She's never been afraid to speak directly to the president on behalf of the great state of Michigan, which has gotten her in trouble sometimes for shaking his hand or hugging him or whatever the heck she did back then.
And I would be critical of the people criticizing her of that. Because
me too.
To me, that recognized true leadership in the sense that, you know, let's not focus on the things we disagree on. Let's focus on the things that we can fix. And ultimately, if she bucks the system with President Trump, that's not good for Michigan. So I'm glad that she's, you know, this particular term worked closer with the Trump administration than in the past, because it's good for Michigan.
She spoke at length about her career at the Capitol, from her start as a legislative staffer in the mid-90s. We knew her way back when. Her combined 14 years in the House and Senate, and then two terms as governor. What do you think's next for Gretchen Whitmer?
You know what? That's the million-dollar question here in Lansing, isn't it? Does she plan to run for president? I don't know. I guess maybe she doesn't even know, but... I guess that the future will tell. So your guess is as good as mine, Paul W.
She's living free in Fox News Network's kitchen in their brain, because they bring they bring her up all the time. I used to send her little clips from when I would see it, and I'd quickly tape it, because I know she and the Democrats are now watching Fox. So I would take it and send it to her, and I think she got a kick out of it. But it happens now so much, I don't even do it anymore.
Right. Thanks for having me on, Paul W.
You know that we always appreciate your work and always claim you fondly as a former WJR staffer here, part of the team.
It's always a pleasure to be on these airwaves. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ron. Ron Robinson, state representative, Republican, 58th District, Utica, former news anchor and reporter right here at the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Where it is 12:28.